this week on Greenfield's Finest Podcast.
Gagger has
a gagger there. Yeah, right. An edible mushroom. Yeah.
We went to this house 13 times. Shut the fuck up and eat your candy.
It'd be like doing gaggers off you.
Off grandma's forehead.
Off granny's forehead. It's funny because AP's not my dad. He sort of is like my dad. He doesn't do anything for me.
He said fuck child support too.
Yeah. He's the white dude looking at him like, yo, I did that 42 years ago. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Greenfield's Finest Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Z. Bird Zidell. With me, as always, the boys are in the building. Got my main man, Angry John Rosado.
What's up?
Big Dr. Schultz.
What's up, man?
Sound pretty enthusiastic, boys. Good. Who we don't have here is Motherfucker Welsh.
Motherfucker Welsh, huh?
Yeah, I have no idea where he's at. He didn't call, didn't text. I don't know. I just think he just bailed on us today, so you know, he's a complete sack.
Should we talk shit on him for a minute or no?
Yeah, he called. Well, he made fun of me whenever I was on vacation. He's saying, you know, like I talk real squirrely and stuff like that. He made a two bad comments about you.
I mean, how much sympathy weight did that dude put on through this fucking pregnancy? You know, I'm going to watch him come in here and shove himself into that seat every week. And he's going to call me fat. Not with them big fucking tits. No way I'm letting that slide.
Dude, are you saying he's at the point where we could TF him?
I'm saying his tits are huge.
So that's the TF-able.
Look at that chair. Look how fucked up it is.
Dude,
it's all crooked and shit.
I got an tilt on this thing.
Look at it. It's basically broken. He basically broke that chair.
He did.
Hopefully he tightens this up after a pregnancy.
Yeah.
Well, and them stupid gray socks he wears every week is fucking insane. Insane he gets away with that.
And then he picks apart everyone else for every little thing.
Yeah. But, yeah, good luck.
Yeah, Whipper, you're all right, Jack.
See you. Piece of shit.
Let's talk to you soon. First up, I just want to give everyone a heads up. Comptra Theater, we got a comedy show coming up November 3rd. It's going to be an amazing show. It's me, Jeff Conkle. John Evans is a headliner. If you've never seen John Evans, he's funny as hell. He was on Last Comic Standing, and Mike Travers. It's going to be a great show. Tomorrow, I'm going to be down the Improv. If you hear us in time, there's a fundraiser. I'm going to be doing a show with WDV. Me and Croft and Jeff Conkle, a couple other people are going to be on that show. So if you're not doing nothing, come through. Real quick, one of our sponsors, Fat Butcher, best sandwiches in the business. They have like roast, turkeys, chickens, whatever kind of meat, anything. We end up finding out, dudes, they're super popular. A lot of like the professional athletes, like their wives go there to get the food. He actually told me, he said, hey, let people know that if they need to get anything for the holiday, any special cuts of meat, they specialize in like getting like roast and things like briskets and all that stuff. They can handle any order up to any amount of people. Stop by for lunch. If you want to call, it's 412-408-3213. And that's the Fat Butcher. And tell him you heard about him on Greenfield's Finest Podcast. All right. That's right out of the way. Halloween's coming up.
Yeah.
What's your, just real quick, just off the, what do you usually give out for Halloween? Like what can't kind of, do you have
Snickers, Reese's, that like genre.
Yeah.
Little packs, M&M's.
And Kit Kats.
You get like the
Snickers, the Reese's, variety. Kit Kat variety pack.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
I think like, the most disappointing, there's like a couple to me, but it's definitely anything, usually like the Good and Plenty's are fucking ass.
Yeah, Mike and Ike's and shit.
Yeah.
You don't like Mike and Ike's?
You know what I hate?
I like Whoppers. Really? The malt ones?
They're gross.
I can get down with a Whopper. Really? Now and again, Good and Plenty. I don't like black licorice.
But it'll pull your
filling
out.
I don't like that. That's like the main thing
Like the Laffy Taffy candies versus the chocolate candies. Like I'm like the chocolate, that type of candy all the way.
I love
Mike and Ike's. I used to have a hot tamale problem for a while.
When I was a kid, I used to smash
tamales. All hot tamales. Started to hurt my stomach.
I gave you an ulcer.
Uh-huh.
I could eat, like I got sick from eating too many gummy bears before. They know a lot of people give out gummy bears. But sometimes you get the little packet.
And if they order stale a lot.
Yeah, and like, dude, I just remember like, it was probably like 6 months ago going to Costco and getting a giant bag of gummy bears and just fucking eating like half of it. Dude, I couldn't shit for 4 days.
Dude, did you get yourself like Halloween candy, like stuff for the kids, but then like a bag for you?
I always keep a little stash on the side.
A little something on you.
Rosie had to go back out because I was smashing candy.
And the thing is, our house is like so hit or miss. Sometimes we'll get a bunch of kids. some years we don't get a ton. I think we're getting more and more, it seems like, now every year. Like, consistently it's growing, which is cool. You know, I mean, give away the candy. But last year we ran out.
Dude, I don't get, like, I live on a one-way street, so I don't know if that's, like, tough for, like, kids to, like, if that street's, like, kind of like a wash, like, they have to walk all the way back up. But I don't get, I leave the bull out and, like, take one, and whatever happens, happens. Because I got to walk with my kid. We both walk with the kids at this point. And usually there's, like, hardly any missing.
Do you either use, now, like, you both got your girls. Do either you dress up with them? Do they ask you to, like, that?
No.
I have when they were little.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did you dress up as?
I don't even remember, to be honest with you. They asked me to dress up this year. I'm like, I don't know.
They're like, what are you going to be, Dad? I'm like, nothing. I'm
you know what? It jumps. On my street, dude, like adults are dressed up. It jumps on Stanley.
You'll get up around my house. You'll have, like, some older people coming up for candy. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care if you got just a whole, whatever. You can have the piece of candy. Dude,
I have a rotation that I hit. Some people give out Jello shots. These other people give out, like, these alcoholic chocolate mousse. Shots.
Do they?
People hand out beers.
I was gonna say, out there where I used to go to my sister Danielle's out in, like, North Hills, and, like, they'd have, like, tables, and, like, the people handed out candy. Like, you wouldn't have to always walk up to the door. They'd just be there with, like, a table in their driveway.
Yeah, that's what they
and,
do.
Like, yeah, so like, spots. Yeah, they're drinking beers, doing shots.
I might do that this year, because, like, I don't like how, like, because I got, like, two sets of steps people would have to walk up. I might go down on a thing, but, like, When I run out, I'm going to hit the light. It's funny, because you'll run out, hit the light, and people still knock on your door like, dude, I'm out of candy. You're like, oh, man.
Yeah. What do you do then? You're just kind of like.
Dude, usually by then it's like 10 to 8. I'm just like, dude, it's over. I started like.
What are you firing in these kids' bags?
You know what?
See, I fuck up at the beginning. Because I'll see, like, a couple little dudes will come up, and they remind me of myself. I'll throw them a couple extra pieces of candy. Then someone will see me do that, then I'll hit them. This year I'm going to stick to, you get two, that's it.
Yeah.
No more than two. Like, I went crazy. This little girl was a princess. She was, like, just barely walking with her mom. She had a little plastic pumpkin. I fucking loaded that thing up. You know what I mean? Because I was like, her mom was like, yeah, we're probably only going to go to a couple places. And I was just like, I'm a sucker for that, for little kids.
You know what I hate the after is, like, the yelling at the kids to quit eating so much candy after they, like, go out and get all this candy. I'm just like, you just kind of got to let them do it. You know what I mean? Like, when I was a kid, yeah, maybe I did wake up in the morning and just, the candy was in my room.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of like.
See, I don't let them put it in their room, but Javina hides it everywhere.
She
has stashes all over the house of candy.
Yeah, Marie will definitely hide it. she'll make a point to get up before you to eat.
Yeah, eating freaking M&Ms before she ate breakfast or brush her teeth or anything.
And I always, like, this is like I've noticed, like every year there's a fentanyl in the candy scare. And, like, as being a heroin addict, I'm like, if there was fentanyl in candy, you would see every fucking drug addict out trick-or-treating. You know what I mean? Like, I never got that. Like, they're putting fentanyl into candy. You'd see people, like, hitting the same house 30,
go to
70
that
months.
House.
Yeah.
He got the fentanyl cups. You know? Those are fucking fire. Peanut butter, chocolate, and fentanyl.
Dude, there should be
adult
like trick or treating. You know what I mean?
Where you give out little drugs. And
yeah,
stuff.
You
little
know
joints.
I mean? Yeah, shot here, beer here.
A gagger.
Yeah, right. An edible.
You
got to
do that.
Yeah,
we went to this house 13 times. Shut the fuck up and eat your candy.
It'd be like a trunk or treat for adults.
Yeah,
we just all park around and just that's everybody share what we got.
That'd be like a good tail. That'd be a good idea.
That is basically a tailgate.
But
yeah.
It'd be a good idea if people start bringing more drugs to tailgates.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's what tailgates are missing, drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. These people won't be falling asleep at the game.
Dude, in the news, let's jump around to some crazy news stories. There is a chick on the internet. I don't know why this is a story, but she claims she slept with 300 people in a year. She's not a prostitute. She's hot.
Just for fun?
She just likes dick. Well, no. She 300. So I'm looking at her. If you've seen her, I wouldn't assume she fucked 300 dudes last year.
I mean, if she wanted to, she could.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. She could get plenty of dick.
Right, but she doesn't look like she's a drug addict
who sucks dick for money.
Right.
Yeah, that's where we're going with it. Yeah.
Like, so she's probably was out, like, letting it be known, like, probably hitting on dudes.
She's smashing multiples, dude. You know what
I mean? That's what I mean. I would say, like, now there could be, like, a giant orgy. say 12 people or 13, a baker's dozen, and like they're all involved, and there's dudes and chicks, and like if she scissors someone, I think she's counting that too.
So this is men, male and female.
Yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't.
She says 300 people in a year. So yeah, she's grubbing box. Haters say I'm disgusting, but I feel empowered. And I, here's what I gotta say: you go, girl. I give it two snaps and one around the world. Good. Fuck as many dudes as you want, and grub as much box as you want. I ain't hating.
And, yeah, I mean, she.
That's a lot, dude.
I mean, but people are like, you're disgusting. But I mean, I guess people really wouldn't know unless you made it. Like,
why are you telling people?
Unless you're like inner circle. That, like,
that's just
being
honest.
Man, Jennifer's been taking out a lot of dick lately.
Yeah. Let's just be honest. Like, and go back, you know, she's down south side. Dudes are in her 20s. She could have told dudes she fucked 1,000 people that week.
Still
dudes are
up.
Still. I know dudes that would still boof her.
Yeah. That wouldn't be a turnoff. They'd be like, ooh, I get a shot.
She our one buddy always goes, because like he would gangbang a chick and go, I like someone to go in here and preheat the oven before I baste the turkey.
Which sick bastard of friends of ours is that? Oh, you tell me later.
Yeah, I'll tell you later.
That's so man. Gross.
Good news for kids. Pharmaceutical companies are now experimenting on six-year-olds to find a weight loss cure. I'm all for like healthy kids. All the image was a needle going into a kid's arm. I'm like, I think like being active, a healthy diet, some kids do have like genes or just obese, but like, I don't know. I feel like that's kind of going too far. If the kid, I think there should be criteria. Like if the kid is a little 6 year old and he, you know what I mean? You should try the eating right and exercising and see if there's any result. If that's not producing a result, then I could see trying some kind of medication.
Yeah, but I wouldn't go straight to fucking, like, injectable drugs or something. There got to be some kind of diet regimen or some, you know, something.
Dude, some of them kids put on weight so damn fast, man. Like,
I
their
was
metabolism.
A fat kid, though. You guys see me when I was
you
a
You weren't,
so
like...
I wasn't morbidly
You
obese.
Are like morbid. There's kids that are just like, oh, man.
That
like,
got to be like diet related.
How much should they possibly be eating?
Unless it's a health
right.
issue.
I think it's mostly a kid like that that's like very, very heavy. I would say it's genetics. You know, a lot of times kids, and then they'll grow out of it. But like, that's what I mean. Like, it's kind of a weird line. Here's the thing. Where do you stop it? And I think it's more dangerous for girls than boys because boys are kind of more like rough and tumble. Like a girl, she starts, you know, I don't know when they start... You know, taking on image.
Dude, them shots that like have started to like help people lose weight, dude. It's like,
right.
They're going to do it and then figure out what's happening later.
That's like that one big chick that was singing about the having H12. She does that commercial.
A1C.
A1C, yeah. She's like, I'm getting help with my A1C because I am a fatty. All right, sugar tits. Dude, what do you guys think of this? This company now is making a coffee table that you can make of you. No, you'd be dead. So like you'll be dead, but you'll be a coffee table. So like they take your body, they stuff it like a deer head. You know what I mean? The best is in one lady on the bum. She's looking up like, what you looking at?
It looks like Stallone in that movie Demolition Man, where he's like cryogenically frozen in the fucking block of ice.
That's what you basically are like. I don't know.
That's redonkulous.
If someone wanted to do that to me, I go ahead. I don't know. Like people were like, I would hate this. I'm like, dude, I'd be honored to be in.
What happens when you're like, man, I'm sick of this fucking table?
That's what I mean.
You put a tablecloth
over it. Yeah, right. But like, nah, sometimes you need to get, I want a new coffee table.
Right. You're like, well, this is going to the basement.
Yeah, it's probably heavy as fuck.
Dude, imagine like your people were wilding out partying and then you're just doing gaggers off you.
off grandma's forehead.
Off granny's forehead.
Like she's looking at me. You'll be talking to her.
She's so disappointed in me. I'm sorry, Graham.
Yeah. But this is the last one.
Yeah, like cover her face up. Yeah. I can't watch her no more.
Yeah, that's how I say it. I will stop your grandma from looking at me when I'm doing coke. And then if you were like jerking off in the living room, God forbid, like your dead grandma's watching you in a coffee
table. Her eyes are following me,
you're
man.
Like, grandma, you know what I mean? Like that's when you got to put a cover on the table.
Yeah, this is the worst idea I've ever heard.
I'm sure that's not fucking cheap, dude.
No, to stuff someone like
it's
a deer.
Yeah, let's start with dead animals.
They put them in epoxy.
That's already been going on. Yeah, they're stuffing dead animals. Yeah. and making them into, I guess they're like smaller end tables. You can get your dog made into an end table.
Like a candlestick bird or something.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'd want to see my dead dog either. Like if my dog died and I see a stuffed dog.
Yeah, you got your feet up on your fucking stuffed dog or grandmother.
Yeah, yeah, you're snorting off your grandma, you're jerking off to your stuffed dog.
Yeah, you're wiping your hands.
So other dogs that come over your house just fuck your dead dog. You're like, show his asshole up. Dude, what about this? Elon Musk offers Wikipedia $1 billion to change its name to Dickipedia.
A billion?
Billion. I mean,
well, they are always asking for like donations every time you want to, for some reason, look up about somebody, which I do all the time. I want to know your backstory if I see you in a movie. Yeah, and they're can you give us like a $10 donation? Like, no. Are you still going to give me this information? Then no, I'm not giving you $10.
Right.
Can't people like alter Wikipedia though?
Yeah.
Like you can go in there and change shit.
Well, right? Wikipedia can.
But not the name of it.
No, I understand that, but it's not like it's like legit information all the time.
Yeah.
It's pretty sound.
Yeah, Wikipedia's not bad, but I'm just saying I would change my name to Dickipedia. I would change my name to I Suck Dick for $1 million.
A billion.
I know a billion.
They offer a million or a billion?
A billion, but I'm saying for a million. If someone came up and be like, dude, I'll give you $1 million, you got to change your name to I Suck Dick, I'd do it. I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
Well, you'd still call me Z-Bird or Stink or Mike.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All my friends. That's all I care about.
If I called you I Suck Dick or whatever, you'd still be
fine. You'd be the one saying it. That'd be the fight.
That's true.
See, so like, who you call? Like, what are you doing? I'm about to call I Suck Dick. So that would be a great name.
That probably would be a good name.
That's entrapment.
If I ever get a cat, I'm going to name it I Suck Dick. I'm like, come here, I Suck Dick.
You lose your cat. Yeah. You help me find my cat. What's his name? I Suck Dick.
Okay, I'll help you real quick. I'm going over to my grandma's to do a line off a forehead. I got a dead grandma coffee table, and we're looking for I Suck Dick cat. Flag football looks like it's going to get into the Olympics.
Flag football is?
Yeah, in L.A., 2028, NFL players are excited to play. I'm like, dude, I wonder if, like, the Hazelwood dudes are like, we're going to call Mike Brown and put our team back together.
They had a dynamic team back then.
They did have a great flag football team. Like, dude, but I wonder, like, are they going to – I'm sure they're going to have tried stuff like that, but can you imagine, like, the ass-whoopings USA is going to put on people?
Yeah, same as, like, not too many other nations really even play football.
No, they said no, but they, like, infiltrated London and all those played with flag. I'd say at most there's 8 teams.
Right. What, like, this is the – I don't love this idea. I don't think I need to see flag football in the Olympics.
I would love to see Tyreek Hill have, like, you know what I mean, to end up, like, scoring, like, 9,000 yards on, like, on, like, China. You know what I mean?
Right, but you got to let, like, the other teams come up a little bit first.
Well, that's why they got till 2028.
Okay, that's some fuck. Tyreek Hill's gonna be.
He said I'm playing in it.
Did he?
Other NFL players are like, yeah. If you got like, imagine if you got like Mahomes. I mean, just like the best of the best dudes, and they're going up
against All-Star team.
Yeah, they're going against Germany.
Yeah.
And dudes will just be trying to kick it the whole time, and they'll be fighting with each other. Like, dude, we'll put it on.
Dude, I've been in some flag leagues. I was in one when I was younger, and I don't know how I got drugged into this. It was like all older dudes. But it was, like, the best flag league I've ever seen. This one dude looked like Jim Kelly.
Really?
It was just, like, these dudes are, like semi-pro players.
How old were you?
I was, like, 14.
Yeah.
Petrified.
Right.
Because, like, they'll block you.
They're men.
They're men that will block you. Like, dudes that, like, definitely at least played college ball.
Yeah. Right.
They like, could've went, high-end college ball. Out. Like, dude, it was, like, some of the best, like, competition I've ever seen, and I'm like, I went to like the one weekend, and they're like, you want to come again? I'm like, no, we had like the shittiest like dudes from like I think it was I don't even name like the dudes on the team. It was horrible.
but your team
had no business
your
being
team
in this
stunk.
League
your team was the worst
this
probably.
Like who was he like there was probably one good
idea.
One good dude on the team who's like brought all his friends who were like not good. I was super fucking young, and, like, these dudes were, like, in their 20s.
And you had them, like, did dudes, like, take it easy on you because you were 14?
No!
Today, they fucked you up.
Dude, like, I mean, I avoided as much contact as possible, but, like, you find it.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus, not to mention, everybody was, like, huge. Like I said, I'm not exaggerating. Jim Kelly was, this dude looked like exactly like Jim Kelly.
Dude, all right, after flag football, this one comes around perfect. A 70-year-old escort claims she has had sex with 1,000 dudes. And I'm like, that's not really that
crazy.
That's
nothing anymore after a real blonde took down 300.
There she is right there.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if she's still adding to it.
If yeah, she's an escort.
Well, she had, yeah, she's probably still fucking dudes.
She's still hoeing.
That could be, that could get to 10, 20 by the end of her life. She lives another 4 days. She's like 8. But I mean, dude, she don't look like the.
She got like the.
We
flower
need the younger picture.
Yeah.
I like to know what
I
you.
Find it, I tried.
No, did you
I
look it up, Eagle? Oh, yeah.
But I'm like saying, I'm like
she looks more like 80.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot. It's you know, right, 1,000 dicks.
That age you. That'll age you.
Yeah. She's only 24.
Right.
I mean, that hot chick that fucked 300 dudes in a year, she's probably laughing at this. She's like, I already broke that.
Yeah, get them numbers up.
Yeah, especially if she was selling her cooter. She, I'm kind of going to say, I don't think she was that great of a salesman.
She must have looked like that when she was 24.
Yeah, dude. If she blew or had sex with 1,000 dudes, she's 70. She started banging. We'll give her the benefit of it being 18. So she fucked for 52 years. I mean, that's what? 20? Yeah, about 20 dicks a year. That's not.
I'll take your math. Your word on the math.
I'm not that impressed.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
It's 52 years, but I'm saying like 20. I just average. It's 20 dicks a year. There's girls getting that on the regular that aren't escorts.
Yeah, make you look like a fucking prude.
Yeah. So who are you bragging to, lady? I ain't trying to hear it. You know what I mean?
Dude, she looks so fucking like. Like such a sweet old lady.
Like she's going to be a coffee table any minute.
Like she's right. She's sitting on her porch passing out candy on fucking Halloween.
Then
she's
after has, passing out swingers.
I was
going
to say, she's passing out blowjobs to all the dads.
Eagle Tits, do we got some of them beautiful voicemails?
Yes, sir. Let me pull them up.
Real quick, everybody, we love when you call our voicemail. Please keep calling them. The number to call is 412-438-8358. Try to keep it to less than a minute. Remember, Gear Grinder, anything like that, or just something funny that happened or question, anything. But we love voicemails. That's 412-438-8358, and we play every voicemail. We might not play it that week that you call, but we do play every voicemail eventually. All right, let's hear them, Eagle Tits. I didn't hear any
of
these.
What's up, boys? Joe from Derry. Hey, just calling to wish Jack's parents a belated happy anniversary. Very happy for them. That's great stuff. Also pumped up about another Steelers win. Take it however we can. Thanks for everything. Talk to you soon.
All right, Derry Joe. We appreciate your call. Jack's parents probably really appreciate that. I don't think Jack told him happy anniversary. He didn't know and then he didn't believe me, so.
Yeah.
What's up, fellas? It's Hutch. It's got a little Gear Grinder directed towards fucking Kenny, hating on me for calling myself a long-time listener, big-time caller. All right? I'm not trying to steal your friends, Ken. All right? So I'm going to do that. I have some sweet nickname, like Hazelwood Hutch. Okay? No, I'm just kidding. Great episodes. You guys are great. Talk to you later.
Oh, dude, Hutch, thanks for the call, brother. That was funny because Kenny definitely took offense to that. Like he hangs on to the title of longtime listener. You know what I mean? And the guy, he's known as the guy that always calls in. I mean, I remember like the first couple Ks, we were like, I hope this dude keeps calling. And sure as fuck, he did. Kenny was supposed.
Then he came to the live show and looked like John Fetterman,
but on coke.
Yeah,
I met Fetterman. Him down at 12 when we did that show at 12 one time. I didn't even know who the fuck he was.
No, he was just there. But I kind of he's like, I'm Kenny, and I was like, oh wait, that's fucking Polish Hill Kenny. We got a Kenny was supposed to be here tonight. Something happened, and it involved his son, and his son made corn dick of the week. So whenever we get to corn dick, we'll explain the whole story. But it's like I think it's like his 3-year-old son is the number one corn dick this week. No offense to little Kenny, but, you know, you fucked up.
What's up, boys? It's Kenny. This week I would just like to give a shout-out to Pittsburgh's finest, the wonderful, forgiving officer of the law that let me off with a warning for doing a nice, completely dickheaded move. Thanks, sir. You're very generous. I appreciate your kindness and forgiveness.
That's it, Kenny? I thought Kenny might have dropped some more on there, you know? That was it?
Yeah, there's one more.
I wonder what Kenny did.
I have no idea.
He did dickhead move. I wonder. I guess he. I'm assuming he was driving.
Yeah, I see that's safe.
What's up, guys? Water boy. Got a quick story for you. My wife has been worked at Rosa's favorite restaurant for 25 years. So she was telling some of the, you know, early 20s servers about how one of their side work was emptying ashtrays at the end of the night. And they were blown away. You know, obviously they couldn't. they couldn't grasp that people smoked in restaurants. Also, Z-Bird, you're in luck. I pulled some strings, and I found the guy that used to blow us. I mean, girl, damn it. You get a free BJ, bud. Later.
Yeah, I'm glad the dude's still sucking your dick, water boy. That's awesome. It's been, what, 30 years, and the same dude's been blowing you, so you must be good.
You're loyal.
Yeah, dude. That is funny, though, about smoking in restaurants. Like, I was watching an episode of Sopranos, and it brought that back. There's the one episode where one lady smoking, but, like, how that was so fucking normal back in the day.
Dude, I remember when they could, you could smoke in hospitals. You know what I mean? I remember the one time my grandfather had a heart attack, and all the old Italians, they were drinking wine and smoking cigarettes in the hallway.
Dude, you used to be able to smoke in Ulrich, the students.
Yeah.
Really?
Dude, the year before I came there, I shadowed my sister... Danielle, and I think at that point they were only allowed to smoke in like certain, like the new rule was like they had to smoke in certain areas, but they were still in the school. But before that, you could just be smoking a cigarette
like down the hallway.
Class.
Yeah,
yeah.
With teachers be doing it.
There was, and by the time we got to RAs, you had to smoke in the annex, like the outdoor.
The outdoor annex.
The outdoor annex. You were outside. You were smoking, but they didn't bust balls. Like they.
But by the end of the, when we had graduated, you got in trouble for smoking.
Really?
Yeah, but you didn't even fucking...
No. Yeah, they did ban it. By the time we were seniors, they like banned it on campus. But
yeah.
I mean...
I'm glad I got out of here when I did.
That place was going to hell.
I went and got my GED. You could smoke wherever you wanted, GED. And I'm not talking about cigarettes either.
Only time I ever seen you with a book bag on your back that had brew in it or like a bottle of booze.
Yeah, I was an alcoholic. I was young. Didn't really have much direction. I was lost up there. You know, it was a far walk to get there every day. And, you know, I liked to drink on the way to school. And I ended up not graduating, so it worked out. Well, all right, buddy, I think we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll come back. We're going to have more at Greenfield's Finest Podcast.
Let's talk about 12 Whiskey Barbecue, 100 bottled craft beers, 28 drafts from local brewers, and some amazing food all in one place at 1222 East Carson Street in Southside. They also do catering. That's 12 Whiskey Barbecue. Learn more at 12pgh.com. That's TWELVEPGH.com. When an appliance breaks at home, you want to get it fixed immediately. You need someone dependable, someone that's quick and reliable. You need Primetime Appliance. 412-896-1395. Ovens, dishwashers, microwaves, and more. That's PrimetimeAppliance.com. Our pile already has dropped a line of hot sauces, and I'm here to tell you about them. We got Arbol Insanity, Habanero Island, Teriyaki Thai, Pizza Shop, Sweet Jalapeno, Hoppin' Jalapeno, Triple Pepper Fret, and the Hot and Sour Serrano. That's 7 different Pittsburgh hot sauces to try. Check them out at ArtiesHotSauce.com. A-R-T-I-E-S, HotSauce.com. Have you guys checked out Fat Butcher in Lawrenceville? They're at 5151 Butler Street. They bring the old school classic neighborhood butcher back to Pittsburgh. All the meat is sourced locally straight from Western PA farms. Visit their website for more info at fatbutcher.com. Hey, come here. I don't know if you guys heard, but at GFP headquarters, Z-Bird won't stop sticking his dick in electrical sockets. It's become a problem. We even have to have Plug Electric on standby just for the aftermath. And honestly, they're amazing. You should have them for all your electrical needs. Ask for Vance Hall. 412-298-6770. 412-298-6770. And Z-Bird, for the love of God, please stop sticking your dick in electrical sockets. Have you ever been out for a night of beers in the South Side and get unfairly pulled over for a DUI? Or maybe get hit by some jagoff that had too many? Call Ketchel Law. Their team of attorneys are here to help. 412-456-1221. If the cops catch you, call Ketchel. Visit their website, ketchellaw.com. 412-456-1221. Hey guys, it's ET. Are you in the real estate market right now? You should talk to Carson and Associates. From buying to selling or even property management, they got you covered. They're located in the heart of Southside with a finger on the pulse of the Pittsburgh area, and that's for commercial and residential. Call 412-431-1718 or visit www.casouthside.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? You looking for a fun night out in the Southside, but you don't want to get punched in your face? Neither do I. That's why I'm going down Finn McCool's at 1501 East Carson Street. You want to go somewhere, have a beer, hang out with some people, see some hot chicks or some hot dudes, but you don't want to get punched in your fucking face? Well, go down Finn McCool's at 1501 East Carson Street. Have a good time and tell them Z-Bird sent you. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Greenfield's Finest Podcast. We're about to jump into Corn Dick of the Week. Z-Bird, who be corn dicking? First corn dick is Little Kenny, because he scratched Big Kenny's cornea today. So I called Kenny to do the podcast. Kenny's like, first Kenny asked me if he needs me to come in. If he needs to come in, I'm like, I think we're good. Get up with you. If I was wrong, we did need him. And I call him back like, Kenny, can you come in? He's like, absolutely. Kenny loves coming in. He was so fucking pumped. He's like, I'll be there. And then like 2 hours later, well, we're stuck in fucking traffic from hell. We'll get into that later. Kenny calls me like, dude, you got to call me, and sent me pictures. His son scratched his cornea.
That's brutal.
I almost feel like he did it intentionally so his dad couldn't leave.
Yeah, he thought it was a Tuesday.
He was like, Dad, you can leave.
My kids throw a fit sometimes too.
Where are you going?
Yeah, I feel like 1,000% that's what happened. Look, you can see his eye right here.
That looks brutal.
John already seen it.
Yeah, it looks like somebody jizzed in there.
Yeah. And that could be, you know, I mean, we're never going to rule that out.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't have the sample.
He could have had the old lady coffee table there, or the old lady blowing him or something like that. She might go out to 1,001 today. She broke a hip, something busted, some juice busted loose, got in his eye. All right.
That's so gross.
Dude, what about Chase Claypool? They showed his stats after every team he's been on. He fucking ruins teams.
He's a mush, dude.
He's a cancer, dude.
I seen that. Like, everybody is either, they were winning before they got him, or, you know, losing when they had him.
Like, the Bears won two in a row as soon as they got rid of him.
Dude, even if it's a jinx and it really has nothing to do with him, you got to respect it and send him home.
Yeah, numbers are numbers.
I don't.
Send him home.
Miami lost.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, granted, they played the Eagles. It was a good game. It was a good team. But I'm just saying, like, they lost. And now that's got to be in their heads. Like, we brought this idiot along. He's a bad luck charm.
Get him out of here.
Yeah, send him back. Where's he from? Canada. Go back home.
Yeah, fire Canada. Or fuck Canada. Fire Canada.
Did he get the suit up? Is he playing with them at all?
He was activated.
So he wasn't in uniform.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he just fucking stunk them up.
No, he just fucking sucks. Like, he has no heart. Like,
he sucks the. He just brings.
That's
the
what
team
I mean.
Down.
Yeah, right. He sucked the life out of.
I do him. Like, yeah, fucking go. And he's like, man, about to go listen to this new Weekend jam. I risk my motherfucking shit.
That's funny as hell.
He definitely takes.
Did
it
I
in
was?
The root.
Yeah. He takes what?
Takes it in the root.
Oh, that's what I thought you said. Yeah. That'll bring your team chemistry way down.
Yeah. Unless he's on the wrong team, if you know what I mean.
He's selling wiener picks from the locker room on his fucking OnlyFans.
He's a pecker checker.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, if you go in the locker room to start jerking off while dudes are stretching, like, yeah, you're going to weird the team out. You're going to start losing games.
Allegedly. Morale's going to go down.
Allegedly, I have a source inside the NFL that said that might be going on. This one's pretty funny. 50-year-old man arrested after faking 20 heart attacks just so he could beat the check every time.
That's a solid move.
I respect. Look at him right there, dude. He is pot fucking committed, dude. I mean, he looks like he had a heart attack.
That's brilliant.
It is. Like, I wonder, I'd love to know, like, what the scale of restaurant was.
You probably started low. Yeah, that looks like it could be a Bob Evans.
Yeah,
but, like,
sure.
you probably started low, and then he just got real cocky about it.
Yeah, how do you end up getting caught?
I read the thing. Someone, they said they seen him do it before. They were like, he's doing this all
the time. He's hitting the same joints.
The paramedics
joints.
Knew.
He's,
like,
he's going to win a medic every, yeah, I guess you kind of have to.
He's a serial faker.
I mean, he was, deep cover, like to go get the medics to come. Like they probably were getting sick of it. Like, dude, he's just trying to beat the chick and he fessed up. This was on, this has been popping up all over. I wanted to bring up some retarded restaurants. It said, I'm going to name them off. A group of women on Facebook create a list of places men should not take them on a first date. I think yins are going to be surprised. Cheesecake Factory. That I think that's a great place.
Yeah,
and if such
plenty
a wide,
of options.
Yeah, you could whatever you're into.
Good drinks,
right? There's
stupid.
I'm not going to name every one of these, but I'll name the first like 10. Applebee's. I mean, like what? I get Cheesecake Factory's a level above Applebee's.
Yeah.
Like, but still, Applebee's and Chili's. Yeah, Chipotle's. I get Chipotle. Like, if you're like, hey, you want to go on a date, you take her to Chipotle. That's kind of like.
That's like maybe high school.
Yeah.
You take the bus with her and go to Chipotle.
They put the movies on here. I'm like, dude, that's where me and Addie, we went on our first date.
Yeah, did you? What'd
we
you
went
see?
To Yokoso and we went and seen Bad Moms.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the movies?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
did you pull the old popcorn trick?
No. No. Didn't have to. So they Olive Garden. Wait. Your house. I mean,
that's probably the worst one. Like, yeah, if you come back to the house, basically, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
we're
totally a date.
But no, but if you're like dinner, movie.
Right, if it leads to that.
That's
right.
What I mean. Like, yeah. But if you're just right out the rip.
You supposed to come to the crib? I got some beer.
Yeah. I think there's a half a pizza in
the fridge. Yeah, dude, we got these edibles.
I got a 12-pack of ginger ale and a belly button lint if you want to come over and fuck.
Yeah, that's more of like what's that, what the fuck was the thing you used to be on? Plenty of Fish.
Plenty
date.
Of Fish. Oh,
that's
yeah.
A Plenty of Fish date.
Plenty of times.
Yeah, I'll meet you at Chipotle's, and then we'll take the bus to my house.
They'd come over. I was living in a fucking halfway house. They were like, why do you live with like five guys? I made this whole story up that I worked on the Borges, and we all worked together.
It's the dorm.
Yeah, they were like, oh, that makes sense now. And like, dude's in the other room, like overdosing. I'm like, yeah. You had a rough day. Huffed a lot of chemicals. Any fast food chain, obviously, wing places, Red Lobster.
Yeah,
that's a smack in Shirley's face.
You got to grow into that.
I had to say it,
dude. The wings, I would just say no,
because the mess.
You're gonna be a fucking mess. You get shit in your teeth. Who knows what's gonna do to your stomach?
Yeah. You're gonna get the runs.
They got the gym on there, church. That's just like. No, I'm not against charge. I'm just like, yeah, it's kind of.
If you're on like Christian Mingle.
Like you're trying to go work out together.
Dude, I mean, and believe me, there's a lot of dudes that load up their Christian Mingle that have no good intentions.
They aren't even Christian.
Yeah, who knows what they believe in.
Yeah.
They don't even believe in themselves. Coffee dates, this one where I'm like, that's a very safe date. I think it's not even a date. It's like, hey. It's an introduction.
Let's
almost.
Feel each
would,
other out.
Would you want to go on a date with me after this?
I've went on like a meeting someone for the first time. Like, hey, where you want to grab a cup of coffee? It's very safe, and it's like, yeah, you know. And then usually it ends up then you go eat, but or it's like, hey, you know, this ain't working out. Split. Like a meal is a commitment. Like you're there for at least an hour, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to watch somebody eat. You got to eat in front of somebody.
ice cream dates, family functions.
I wouldn't do the ice cream.
No.
That wouldn't be like the first one.
Bowling, like again, that's like a high school thing. Nightclub, yeah, it's horrible. Hookah bar.
You trying to go to the hookah bar, man?
A bar just for drinks. I mean, like, I don't know. That's very common. People say, you know, we want to go out for a drink. So I don't know. But first date, I guess, whatever. But yeah, a lot of stuff.
What's going out for a drink? Like, hey, you want to go out for a drink?
It's the same as
a coffee if you drink.
I don't agree with this list. It's just a group of women on Facebook put together who probably aren't getting asked to go even to church. And you know what I mean? They're just miserable. Like, you know, if a dude takes you out and the dude's paying for it and everything like that, like, at least appreciate it a little bit.
Right.
Unless he takes you to fast food.
Right.
That's fast food.
Like, if you go to the drive-thru.
I get it. There's like maybe you want to, like, there's some higher-end restaurants maybe you want to. But, dude, you know.
We just met.
Yeah, who wants to drop $400 at Capital Grill and I'm never going to talk to you again?
Yeah,
I hate you.
We're going to go to... Yeah, we're going to go...
And I hate myself.
What's that? Eddie Merlot's while you fucking Instagram story your meal. Get the fuck out of here.
Right. Let's go get some drinks and appetizers.
We'll go, you trying to go to ILO's or no?
Yeah.
You like Dollaritas?
Yeah. They got a bar in Minneapolis now. You want to hit that up?
My mom,
we
could
go bowling after that.
She told me about this spot down in Greenfield, Soldiers and Sailors. It's like two, you know what I mean?
they got a buffet.
Yeah, they got a buffet of crackers and cheese. And it's like $1.50 for pitchers. You know what I mean?
And they're playing bingo later. So
yeah, stick around.
Some girls might be into the bingo.
A lot of girls like board bingo.
Yeah, love it.
For a first date?
No. Well,
for an anniversary.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
My mom would love that date. Okay. Flight canceled after passenger poops on the floor. I feel like we've done.
I thought like we did. Jack resend this to you?
No,
that was the dude that shit all over the fucking cabin.
This is a dude who shit in the aisle.
He just pulled his pants down and took a shit.
He's just trying to get 15 minutes
of fame.
That's
just fucking.
I mean, you're so.
It just makes me never want to fly. All these stories I hear.
I mean, dude,
as many flights because
I would be,
small
I'd be lucky enough to like run into some shit like this,
dude. There's one that's coming up that might make you never want to fly again. You know what I mean? But the pooping on the floor, like you're a fucking asshole. I don't care how drunk you are, what bet you lost, like you just ruined.
This was that. That's why I did it.
No, I'm saying what explanation he could have. I lost a bet.
I wish there was an air marshal on there and able to tase them.
Yeah, there should be air marshals everywhere just regulate the fuck
people.
Out of people.
Yeah. I think if you brought in air marshals, it would cut out a lot of shitting on the floor.
I
thought
agree.
They did have one undercover person on planes.
If you intentionally shit on the floor, you should be banned from all flights and pay like a $30,000 fine.
Yeah, you're on the no-fly list.
And you should have to... You caused inconvenience to everyone that fucking
yeah,
play.
I want a refund.
Restitution.
Yeah.
Restitution.
Yeah. Yeah. Gunnar Olszewski got shit canned from the Steelers. He had like some wonderful stats. I think it was like 5 catches, 9 punt returns, and 4 fumbles.
And I think he had one shit in the aisle on the plane.
Yeah,
he
shit in the aisle.
He shit all over the field.
It was nice not to see him on the field this week. So... Obviously, the game was out in L.A. John didn't get to go to the game. So let's break down the game.
No. Well, I napped in the first half. And Jack is in here. I was going to give Kenny Pickett credit for his best quarter of football yet.
Yeah.
And he would probably like think that would like mean something, but it really doesn't. So we'll
it was
see.
Nice
we'll
to
see.
Have.
It was. They ran the ball. They had some nice throws down the field.
Deontay being back was nice.
It was a nice quarter. Yeah. I hopefully they don't start off the next game
that's
and put
slow.
Up 3 points in the first half because I can't fucking watch it
anymore.
You took a nap at a perfect time.
Perfect.
Yeah.
These slow starts are like, hey, a win's a win. I'm happy with a win. But these slow starts are like dry. They're enough to like make you want to.
I can't believe this team is 4-2.
I start checking other games.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. Like, hey, what's on NFL Network? You know what I mean? Let me see who's in the red zone.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, what the fuck? It's brutal watching that. Especially, I like to, like, bet a little bit on, like, whatever game I'm watching. And, like, betting prop bets for the Steelers is, like, impossible. Because no one ever goes over any yardage.
I don't know how you bet any game. Like, the inconsistency of, like, 90% of the NFL teams is just, like, dude, like, a team could look great one week and look horrible.
Yeah.
The next week, you know what I mean, like with the same players, not even like any heavy injuries,
right? We seen that last night.
I mean, honestly, the refs bailed out. I think Kenny Pickett by giving him like, dude, a fucking a horrible spot.
Yeah.
If I'm an LA fan, it's a horrible spot, and then they couldn't review it because he didn't have any timeouts, and it wasn't the 2-minute warning yet.
And that was so weird. To
we were like, lost. We were lost. We were the ball.
Yeah, like how that works. Like you can't know. Reviews from upstairs unless it's inside of the 2-minute warning because he ran out of timeouts and like just that he got fucked. But my head, what I thought was like, wait, once it hits a 2-minute warning, can they review it then? And no, obviously the play happened outside of the 2-minute warning, but that's the only thing that saved us. Cause dude, he was short by a good, half a yard.
Yeah.
And that's like a foot and a half.
Right. Then they show where his knee hit down immediately. He almost kind of tripped and his knee went down.
He slipped.
Yeah.
It looked like he was trying to get traction to get going and like just slipped. So, but we got the win, man. That was fucking huge. I mean, being 4-2, like with the way this team's played, it is nothing short of a miracle.
Right. Like, if they do get better. It's just one of them things, like, dude, I just really don't have any faith for some reason of them, like, really turning the corner and being good. But, I mean.
Love to see George P. I mean, I loved him that game. He was making some nice catches. Fucking those stupid penalties. Like, the Steelers are a team that, I'll say this, they cannot afford unsportsmanlike conduct penalties.
To get 15 yards back.
Yeah, they can't afford it.
And then Tomlin used his old, I'd rather say whoa than sick him. Like, no, dude, just tell him to play smart football.
Right.
Yeah. Instead don't of your stupid analogy.
15
I can't, yeah, you want him to be aggressive, but not after the play.
Yeah.
Like, control yourself.
Yeah, I mean, that
could even though George P's my man.
I knew whatever the hell he was.
Oh, you got your George P.
I got
P
my George Pickens jersey on. Shirt.
Dude, I thought today, dude, the fucking AB tweet, fuck child support. Dude, I love a good AB joke. I think it's hilarious. It's up on the screen now. But, dude, AB posted this.
This is real. This is 100% real.
Dude, I mean, he's basically like, fuck child support. Like, fuck these kids he's had. I'm not, like, taking any responsibility for him. It's funny because AB's not my dad. He sort of is like my dad. He doesn't do anything for me.
He said fuck child support too.
Yeah, my dad's in the background of AB. He's the white dude looking at him like, yo, I did that 42 years ago. But yeah, dude, I mean, if you're listening to this, it's like a cartoon AB in a Steelers jersey running away with money with a lady chasing him. So, you know what I mean?
In a Steelers uniform.
Yeah, I love how he went to the Steelers uniform, you know what I mean?
The thing about it is, child support seems like something like you can't really get away from. They're gonna come for you. They'll garnish your wages.
Yeah,
that's so. Who knows what AB has?
Like, dude, you can do time for that shit.
Well, he got Shuler was saying, he got arrested. I don't know what fucking came of that. But
it doesn't seem like he's gonna bend.
No.
Wait, did you realize? Looking on his shoulder pad, the 4 is upside down. That's 48 if you look at it instead of 84.
You're overanalyzing this.
It's a cartoon.
Yeah, but I don't
yeah,
know,
he yeah. fucked that piece up.
I don't think AB drew this. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say AB didn't do this illustration. I think he had someone.
You think
do
there's
it
a
for
hidden
him.
Sign there?
Yeah, the upside down
he
4.
Did do
it means he's Illuminati. Surely you caught it. You bastard.
I knew I would get to the bottom of this.
Oh, dude, but yeah, Steelers got the win. That was huge. John, like, back to your hating airplane, like, no. So a pilot, he was like sitting in, like, he was not flying the plane. He was like just catching a ride back on Alaska Airlines. He's sitting in the jump seat, they call it, the one next to the pilot. Yeah. The dude attempted to shut the engine off in midair.
Yeah, he tried to cut gas to both engines
and kill everybody. He's they obviously got under control. He's being charged with 83 counts of attempted murder.
That's what he should be.
Among 1,000%.
What the 44-year-old
pilot that just lost his shit?
I read it in the dude was having a rough time. I think he was going through like some weird breakup or something like that, and that's why he was coming back.
His wife was driving him nuts, so he's going to kill everybody.
I think
everybody.
His wife was like just posted on Twitter that she fucked 300 dudes in the past year.
Yeah.
So he fucking lost his marbles.
That'll drive any man crazy.
Yeah, 299, I'm like, all right, babe, slow down. But you get to 300, I'm like, oh.
I got to draw my line somewhere.
Yeah, enough with the ringing them cocks already, sugar tits. This ain't good enough for you. You don't got to try to kill 84 people, you fucking psycho. You know, I don't think he'll be back flying a plane.
He's probably going to take his license.
Yeah, I think he's done.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Brother in Arms, rapper Blueface turns Rams Stadium VIP into strip club. That was, you know.
That was some heavy booty shaking.
There was like five booties. Like it wasn't like
and
two
he
booties.
Was like out in the open. He's pretty much on it, like on the field.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was flexing a lot of money. I don't know what Blueface
I don't know if he's gang affiliated or whatever, but you know, kudos to Blueface for getting some buckets out of
him. Yeah, they
the
said he's not welcome back.
But that doesn't mean really he can't come back. Not welcome means like, dude, don't come back.
Right.
But you can still get a ticket.
I mean, he paid a lot of money for them seats.
Right. Blueface is gonna do what he wants. you know what I mean? What Blueface wants, Blueface gets. And you know, he had a strip club at the football stadium. I didn't mind it, you know what I mean, as a football watcher. Didn't bother me.
They didn't show it during the first half. I seen it on Twitter.
Yeah.
Wonder who was it like announcing the game if they like seen it.
There was
like eight chicks there he had, I guess. Yeah.
Blueface got it like
that. I mean, if that's your seat. Apparently,
he had to buy 9 tickets for the game. If he would have had a terrible towel and like whipping them in the butt with it, that would have been sick. Like snapping him, giving the towel snap. But you know, hopefully, you know, he's only not allowed there. So if he wants to go to Chargers games, he still can. this is coming from, I got to give credit to this news breaking story from Pittsburgh Scanner. A person intent on their own property, a person called the cops. Caller is upset that the neighbor is currently in a tent and the tents on their own property. Not like the tents on their property like homeless people do in California. So, like, say result, say you're camping out in your backyard with the kids. You got a tent up. Your fucking neighbor calls the cops.
Arlington.
Yeah, it was in Arlington. Great place to camp. So, like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but the tent was on their property.
No, I think that should be allowed.
For now, how long? Was
now,
this
not
just
to,
one
not
night?
To hate on Arlington. Do you think it's like, all right, man, like, you can't stay in my house, but you can sleep in my, you can stay in the back in a tent.
Well, the thing was, whoever.
That's still their property.
Yeah, but no, the dude, yeah. Well, I'm saying whoever had the tent, they owned the property.
Right, that's right. No, right.
But you're saying it was a friend.
I'm saying maybe he's like, man, my buddy's on hard times. I don't really want him sleeping in my house.
Yeah.
But he can cop a tent outside in the yard.
Yeah, and like, you know, if he wants to get help, call 1-800, you know what I mean, suicide hotline. You don't got to live like that no more. But I get the help you need. You might have some addiction problems, it sounds like, if you're living in a tent. You sound like you got a good friend. You shouldn't fuck up that relationship because I'm sure it's his tent, not yours. But
don't sell the tent.
Yeah, there's got to be more to this story than a dude. But I mean, it is that time of year when people do camp out. Have you ever done that with your kids?
No, not outside of my house.
No. Nobody hates sleeping outside in a tent more than me.
Really?
I've done it once in my life.
Yeah.
I believe you were there. And, like, I was in said tent, and if you go to, like, when you're in high school, they don't tell you. If you go to sleep first in the tent, everybody fucks with your tent.
Yeah.
And I was never more, like.
I passed out, I think.
Yeah. You probably threw a chair off the tent at some point in the night, because I heard you laughing out there. But it was just like, dude, I felt like. So insecure, like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't trust.
You weren't safe.
You weren't safe. Like, dude, there's dudes fucking with my tent and animals. Like, Yeah, you're laying on the ground.
I remember that. That was the time when everyone got fucked up, when thought it'd be a great idea to go sleep in the woods.
Yeah.
It was out there somewhere. That's what I'm saying. It was in the woods.
Yeah, it was like a campground. There was a lake.
It wasn't like Don Sylvan. It was cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but there was like a lot of dudes I didn't know or trust. And like I said, you know, you drink fucking 6 to 8 beers when you're younger. You want to go just pass out.
Yeah.
Anybody ever try to become a target?
Yeah.
You do. When you fall asleep first, people are fucking with your tent, trying to break in it.
Yeah, just firing shit at it.
So this dude, yeah, he's just in his tent living his best life up in Arlington. You know, shout out to him. Hopefully you don't get shot at. And keep it real. You know what I mean? It's your tent, your yard, your business. All right. A TikToker got kicked out of CC's Pizza after being there for 8 hours.
It was an all-you-could-eat deal, wasn't it?
CC's is all-you-can-eat.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's pretty good work. Yeah, these should be thrown out after 8 hours.
There's got to be a time limit. That's ridiculous.
Even if there's not a time, like, it was a chick, too. Like,
she
a
big girl?
Yeah. No, she wasn't even that big. I think she was really just taking her time just to fuck with him and make a video.
She was doing it all for content, and, like, they're, like, probably trying to clean up. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, you've been keeping a table, you know what I mean, occupied for 8 hours. She might not even have been pigging out. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, you've been there for 8 hours.
She, like, just got a piece make of pizza sitting in front
of
her.
I think in her mind, I guess these TikTokers, I don't know, but that's probably the reaction they wanted. They wanted to get kicked out. Like, oh, my, I got kicked out of CC's. I'm going viral, like, for being a fucking buffoon.
Yeah, that's pretty much it sums it up right there.
I want to see people go viral for, like, I mean, I love
CC's is always all you could eat.
Always been all you could eat. Why? You never been to
I've never ate a CC's pizza.
Dude, it's not bad. The only one that I don't think that is the one by Home Depot.
In
East Liberty. Because I think, like, that's like,
yeah,
you'd catch my fuckers living there.
Right, they'd be like, 8 hours ain't nothing.
They ain't doing TikToks.
This one dude been here since Tuesday.
Yeah. It'd be a sanctuary city
by
now.
They had tents set up in that motherfucker.
Yeah. But, dude, yeah. I think, like, I used to like all you could eat, and I got older. I kind of got out. But Texas Day Brazil, like, I go down there, I can put
Could
some,
you put in 8 hours?
No fucking way. No, I would say after
die from that.
An hour and a half, I'm ready to explode. Because I'm eating, my card's been turned over, and I've tried everything I could try. And it's almost like I can't even eat all you can eat. I start, like, fucking getting up to walk around to grab a piece of, like, a cucumber. Just to, like, I don't want that meat for a minute, you know?
Yeah, you gotta break it up a little bit. See, I've never been, like a guy that can, like, really crush, like, a lot of food. You know what I mean? So that all you could eat shit, like...
My eyes are always bigger than my stomach. I'm like, oh man, I'm
right. Then you like, yeah. Then you overeat. Then you feel like shit.
Yeah.
I love Texas State Resort. I don't know. It's just like, I had some really good times there. Like me and Addie always go there whenever it's like my clean date anniversary. We always go. Yeah. So I fucking go there and I fuck some food up. But I get the meat sweats and shit. It's like yeah. The meat sweats are real.
They definitely are.
I went with Davis one time to this place called the Evergreen. And he called me a pussy, and like I just remember I was like, dude, that's all I can eat. You know, he's like, I paid $32 for you, and that's all you're going to eat. I'm like, dude, there's a fuck, right? You told me you were going to take me out on my birthday. He was like, dude, I just wasted so much money on, he was calling people, like, I wasted so much money on G-Bird. He ate like a bird. I'm like, fuck you, dude, you know? I didn't know there was a fucking scale of how much I had to eat.
Yeah, I didn't know you were keeping count.
Dude, we got to help out. The senior women are in Philadelphia aren't getting any dick, they said, because the Eagles are just too good and their husbands are consumed with football. So the old ladies up there ain't getting their tits banged off.
It's rough times, dude.
Yeah, I mean like, those are called, like, rich people problems. Your team's crushing it.
I mean, there's other days of the week besides Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah. but they might need to realize maybe it's, like...
Like, Sunday, their day.
Yeah.
Yeah, they wait all weekend.
She gets all horned up for Sundays.
Maybe dudes up here, maybe the senior coos up here ain't what it...
Yeah, it ain't all it's cracked up to be.
Nah, that ain't like it is in the Berg, finest senior coos in old PA, Allegheny County. There might be some fucked up looking coos up here, you know what I mean?
Philadelphia?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They smoke that fucking Sherm up here, don't they?
Is that what they all do, all the seniors?
They're smoking embalming fluid. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that ain't good for you.
Fuck, no. They're already, like, almost dead, and they're smoking embalming fluid. I'm sure
they're getting a head start.
Yeah, dude. Like, they're turning themselves into coffee tables up in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Eagle tits up in that motherfucker. Dude, we got a huge shout out to Snickers. There was a nurse, and she had a patient. Patient dies. She takes the credit card out of the patient's belongings, goes to use it as a vending machine, and gets caught. Snickers gets a hold of the story and says, "It says you're not you when you're hungry." Snickers.
Oh, dude.
I'm fucking like, that is fucking cold-blooded. Like, who's running their fucking social media? A fucking beast of a comment. So the lady, like I said, the lady stole the credit card from a dead lady. It goes viral for, like, stealing it to try to get out of the vending machine. Like, you know, and then Snickers grabs it.
Their advertising department's on spot on. They're all have been, like, with them commercials.
They're
like,
because
I'm the most
right
hangriest
now.
Dude ever, and I watch them commercials. I'm like, they're absolutely right.
You're saying they're very relatable.
Dude, like, when, which one is it? Like, fucking Danny DeVito. Dude, like, he's like, his buddy's like Danny DeVito sitting there bitching at his one buddy. He's like, dude, just eat a Snickers already.
Yeah.
It was like, Joe, yeah, those are the best. It's true, though. Snickers is like a meal replacement, dude. It'll definitely bring you back down to level.
Yeah, get your blood sugar up a little bit.
Dude, and I'll be honest. Like, if you look at the back of a Snickers and the back of a protein bar, there's not a lot of difference.
There's more sugar in the Snickers. That's about it.
Yeah. And some of them. Yeah. Dude, some of those fucking protein bars, like, dude, the one had, like, it was like 200 grams of sugar. I never pay attention to that thing about grams because of Coke. So I'm like, wait, there's 200 grams of sugar in this? How? It's all right. Sugar.
Yeah, that's...
That is true.
Now I think about it,
Shirley, what do you know about this? How do they get the grams compacted?
I was trying to think that, dude. They must have, like, parked their car on it overnight.
All syrup.
It's re-rocked.
They re-rocked it, yeah.
Sipping on that CZ Europe.
Yeah, that's definitely high fructose.
Dude, this dude in Florida, Florida man was wanted, so he had a clever... you got to pull this up, Larry? Yep. Florida man was wanted, so he had a clever idea so police wouldn't find him. He put on a sign at his house, Johnny Yates does not live here. So the police would not go. Surprisingly, they found him at that house. But, like, I got to give him credit, an A for effort, dude. He had a fucking, what are those called? The fucking little
dry erase board.
Yeah, he had a dry erase board. It was like, the cops, he's probably seen himself on the news. Like, fuck it, I'm just going to write on here. I don't even live here. And he was like, probably like relieved. Like, I got a foolproof plan. Like, what are you doing? I put it on inside my house that I don't live here. Like, what does it say? It says Johnny Yates does not live here.
He's like the Wile E. Coyote or something, dude.
Right. Like, what the fuck were you thinking, Yates? Get the fuck out of the house. You could have went to your friend's tent down the street in Arlington.
Yeah, he was in the tent out back.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't look like a happy camper. I mean, dude, you terrible idea.
I can't believe that didn't work.
Yeah, he's mad.
I'm more mad at myself.
He probably went on, like, Reddit, like, how to escape police, and someone was like, here's what you do.
Dude, that looks like women's handwriting, too. His chick was like, I know what to do, Johnny.
Yeah, she probably wanted him gone.
Yeah.
Because she was like, I need to get to 301 real quick.
Yeah, you hide in plain sight.
Yeah. There was just a line of cocks. As soon as Yates was gone, she was dick after dick after dick. Yeah.
They were just putting check marks on that bottom.
Yeah, she put
line.
A dent in that 300. No problem.
She had 300 more, like in the movie. They just came in like warriors and just fucking were. She was just cutting dick's heads off. Like,
a line of little Asian men.
Yeah.
That's fucking gross.
Woman with two vaginas made over $1 million on OnlyFans. She says her one vagina is strictly for her boyfriend and her other vagina is for work.
Please tell me you're pulling a picture of this.
Yeah, come on, Eagle Tits.
It's not a picture of a vagina.
I just want to see. I mean, dude, she could knock down that 300
there it
number.
Is.
Twice as fast.
Yeah, dude. I mean, she could do double the work.
Dude, yeah, incredibly supportive boyfriend. Like, so like.
She's like, no, honey, this one's yours.
Yeah, so like, you're like, she goes out and she's like, got fucked by like 12 dudes. And then like. She's like, he's like, oh, honey, did you fuck anyone? She was like, not in your pussy. And he was like, oh, that's great. And she was like, it's still a little, you know, sure something didn't get in yours because it's a little creamy in here. And, she was like, I never lay anyone in your pussy. Dude, I mean, she's pocketed $1 million. Good for her. I don't know.
Euro, 1 million euro.
Yes, that's a little less than a million.
No, I think it's more, actually.
Yeah, it's probably more these days. Wow, she looks older than 24. See, with two vaginas, you can find that.
Now, like, I'm guessing she was born with these two vaginas, but, like, maybe she had one added on.
Do you think that could be, like, a new procedure to add on a new vagina?
Dude, it might be. How many chicks were, like, I mean, for
I've never heard of an adivaginal.
Where do you put it?
Because
there's really not that much
there's
room.
There's not. You got the vagina, then the butthole.
Right.
So, like, basically.
So where do we go from here?
I think the vagina might be like, what's that called? Like, whenever, like, a Y in the road.
Ambidextric?
Yeah, a Y in the road. No. Like, you go in there, and then it splits up.
No, it's like when the train goes by, and you, like, pull the lever, and it goes that way, and you pull it, goes that way.
There it is. You're like, yeah, shut this.
I really don't want to have to go to this OnlyFans.
It's like, ding, 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 ding.
Does she have a little sign, like, on, like, the one, like wrong pussy?
Or is she just really using her asshole, and she just...
I just telling dude.
I need to know.
It looks just like a butthole, but I swear it's my second vagina.
Right.
And I made $1 million.
Right.
It smells like shit.
Who gets,
Why is your vagina smell? Why
should I poop out of my second one?
Why do you poop out of your vagina? Just shut up, honey. I wonder if her husband or her incredibly supportive boyfriend gets the butthole or the vagina. Yeah, if I was a boyfriend, I'd be like, at that point, like, too many dudes are too close to that. I'll just take the butthole. Alex, give me the butthole for 200, please.
Daily double.
I mean, yeah. Ding, ding, ding. I mean, she's like an attractive girl. She has huge fake tits and two pussies. I mean, sure.
So this is how it's supposed to work.
Oh, well, that does it. Yeah, that's the same spot, like you guys said.
Yeah.
Larry, you ruined it.
She got a two-track vagina.
Yeah,
there,
like, so you don't know.
It looks like the inside of like a peach core.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
She works hard for her money. Oh man,
that's definitely not what I imagined. Yeah, like
I'm disappointed.
Hole. Yeah, it's definitely the same hole.
Let's just be honest, we're all disappointed.
I thought
she was gonna have something cool. Like
I thought it was like in line, you know.
Yeah,
it's like your nose. Like you know what I mean? Yeah, you picked the left nostril, not the right one.
Yeah, like I mean,
right?
she got a deviated labia.
Yeah, right.
How does she know, like, how does she keep track of which ones are boyfriends because they're so close to each other?
There's, yeah.
She's like, oh, oh, no.
What
no.
a scam.
Yeah. She put.
Glad you looked that up.
Yeah, because I'll never look
I'm
at it.
I'm disgusted with yeah. you.
There's a lot of con artists out there, people. Be careful. Some of these girls, there's women out here pretending to have two pussies.
Yeah.
And our pet heads are falling off. All right, everybody. I think we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to have more of that Greenfield's Finest podcast. You might recognize my voice from Greenfield's Finest podcast, but you'd recognize my face more from Rosato & Sons Landscaper, where I've been an employee for over 5 years, where I work with owner son John Rosato. If you're looking for quality landscaping, pressure washing, snow removal, and lawn maintenance, which includes fertilizer, grub control, weed killer, call 412-521-9045. This isn't some pop-up operation. They've been in business for over 80 years. So if you want good quality work, call Rosato & Sons Landscaping at 412-521-9045. Tell them Z-Bird sent you and get the special discount. Hey, what's going on, everybody? If you're having car problems right now, there's not really too many places to go that you can trust. One place you can is Meineke Car Care Center, located at 4103 Kennywood Boulevard, West Mifflin. They handle everything, not just oil changes, but brakes, maintenance, everything. So if you have car trouble and you need help, make sure you call Meineke Car Care Center, 4103 Kennywood Boulevard, West Mifflin, phone number 412-451-8968, and ask for Arthur. Did you just get the bad news that your girlfriend's fucking your neighbor? Well, it sounds like a pretty shitty situation. I got just the answer. Miracle Movers. You need to move in a hurry? Call Miracle Movers, 412-419-2620. They're fully bonded and insured, and you're not taking any risk like you are with your whore girlfriend. So call Miracle Movers at 412-419-2620, and get out of that house before you catch any STDs. Did you just walk into your bathroom and take a giant shit and realize that your bathroom is a giant pile of shit? Well, I got the answer for you. Bath Factory and Window. You dream it and they build it. Bath Factory and Window, 412-951-3939. From your bathroom to your windows, transform your home with Bathroom Factory and Window. You can also find them at bathfactoryandwindow.com. Hey, what's going on, folks? I don't know if you knew this, but the number one reason people get lawsuits against them when people come over to their house is faulty steps, faulty sidewalks. What are you going to do about it? Your house is a walking booby trap. Well, you can call Giuseppe and Sons. Need your sidewalk and steps fixed or replaced? Call Giuseppe and Sons at 412-421-6711. And if you're looking for any masonry work in the Pittsburgh area, these are the guys you can trust. That's 412-421-6711. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Greenfield's Finest Podcast. We're about to jump into what's grinding our gears. Angry John, what's grinding them gears?
All right, so I came home from work the other day. Go home, go upstairs, take a shower, get ready, come downstairs. Joanna's cooking. She has a little music playing while she's cooking. So I'm coming down the steps. It's like hardcore rap song. And I'm like, I hope she got the
some F word.
Oh, yeah, everything.
Oh.
And I go in there, and it's like a girl that, like, stops over, like, our house once a week, Athena, like, the five-year-old, and it's just fucking going, like the core of the song.
Oh.
And I, like, walk in, like, what's going on? And Johanna's, like, rapping to it. I'm like, I just, like, came in and looked at her, like, what the hell are you doing?
Did she realize, like, I supposed to?
No, she was, like... Like later on, like we like she like turned it. Yeah, after like I looked at her, shook my head, and, like just left.
You looked at her in disgust.
Yeah. Then she like turned. She like Alexa, stop. And I'm just like listen, you know. She was like, you like she's like trying to act like I yelled at her. I'm like, I didn't say anything. I just looked at you. Like, it's our kids are one thing. That's bad enough. Got somebody else, you know what I mean? I don't know what the hell they're gonna go tell like their mom.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean.
Not you don't want that.
Like
heat.
A song gets away from you every once in a while, yeah. like that you don't expect coming on, but like you were like in tune with it, like singing it, dancing to it, yeah,
singing it to a spoon in a kitchen.
Dude, yeah,
like it, what was like the face of your kid? Like what were they like?
They were jamming.
They knew it was right.
We were talking about it later. Like Athena was like, I heard Dad coming, and I was like, I wonder if she's gonna turn it off. I said, but she didn't.
She went in even harder on the next
dude,
verse.
Dude, she just went in hard, dude.
Nah, she was like, this is my jam.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, like.
That brought up so many memories though. Like being, I remember when NWA first came out, and we were like, I was 10, and dude, I remember I've told a story a bunch of times, but Kerry Hartman, or he was on my baseball team, his brother Keith Hartman, who listens to a podcast, had it, and like we were listening to it in Kerry's room with headphones on. Like that's how bad we thought it was. Like he had one headphone, I had the other. I didn't understand what the fuck they were saying, but I liked it.
But imagine if you like came down and your mom was rapping it.
I would have thought that was insane.
Yeah,
she was rapping.
That's the generation we're at this point.
If I came downstairs, my mom was like, "Fuck the police, fuck them." I'm like, "You done smoked yourself, retarded, Chrissy." Or if I came down, my mom was like, "Sipping on some scissor."
Yeah, I mean, Johanna will bitch at me for like shit I have on TV. Like
what?
Like Cobra Kai. Like she thinks Cobra Kai is bad. They say pussy a lot.
Cobra Kai the devil.
Yeah, they do say pussy a lot. Do they say
my kids watch
Cobra Kai? Yeah, they watch it. Like that.
It's
like
a good
like pussy's
show.
Pretty much. Yeah, like there's a lot of violence. Really bad. But it's like, well, it's kind of like plate. I mean, there's violence. I don't know, but like I'm like, yeah. And she's like, I don't. I'm like, you bitch about it all the time when I do. I'm like, this is way worse.
Way worse.
But that's just my opinion.
Always take your buddy's side.
No, I agree 100%. So, I don't know if you guys noticed, Rosa, we were talking about Halloween candy before. She bought all these fucking bags of candy and stuff like that. So I rummaged through them just to make sure everything's okay. And this, like the little fun size ones,
they were real small.
You see how big they are now? They're like half the size of what they used to be.
Did Rosa buy the little ones?
She bought the minis.
She brought the minis, surely.
That bastard, dude. I thought that everything shrunk.
You
got to
get... No, dude. There's like there's the little ones you give out on Halloween. But then there's the minis. They're like a square.
I was furious. I was bitching about it.
It's like one little bite.
It's not even a bite.
Because there is some shrinkflation.
It'll get stuck between your teeth,
dude. Like, they give you like less of like a... Like the king size are smaller.
That's what I thought it was,
but,
dude.
Yeah,
I'm
there
like,
is
these
the
things
minis,
are like
too.
This. Like, what the fuck?
When you said that earlier, I was like, dude, I bet Rosa bought the minis.
Right, like, so I know there's the fun size, then there's the small little square ones.
That's what she bought.
No, but they're even smaller now.
So wait, so the littlest ones are even smaller?
Yes, 100%. The Rice Krispie treats shrunk.
See, I'm thinking of candy bar wise, though.
You know the ones that are like one bite?
Yeah, they're a little square.
They're even smaller now, is what I'm saying. Those shrunk.
Yeah, shrinkflation, dude. They've done that, so like they don't want to raise the price you pay.
Yeah.
So they just, like, give you less.
Dude, it's so small. Like, I know what you're talking about, the little square, like, you know, there's the medium one and the little tiny one. They're so little. It's like a fucking Tic Tac worth of Snickers.
When people would give me those at Halloween, I'll
be
honest. You
gotta take a handful.
I was like, if someone would give me, like, one or even two, I'd be like, what the fuck?
There's more plastic there than there is chocolate.
Get your fucking life together, man.
Yeah, right. Get another job.
Yeah.
Have some dignity.
Yeah, I'm out here trick-or-treating. I'm fucking 27 years old. I'm addicted to drugs.
I'm drunk.
Yeah, I'm drunk on heroin. Can I please have bigger candy bars?
Or more.
More.
At least more.
Dude, we don't have... Like, that's the thing. We don't have kids, but, like, I definitely fuck up. I definitely have to get two batches of candy because, like, I'll fuck them.
That's the thing, yeah. I got to run through it the first time, make sure everything is not expired.
Well, my lady, she does this trick. It's pretty smart. She'll make cookies at night. So I'll have, like, a sweet, you know what I mean? She, like, hooks it up like that. All right, Mike.
What's grinding your gear, Michael?
I don't think I said this on here. This is more of, like, a weird story. I told John this story today. Me and Addie went on vacation. We were coming back from vacation. I didn't tell this one here, did I? About the headphones?
No. I wasn't here last week.
So we're on the flight. It's a couple weeks ago. We're on the flight and I, you know, bought the internet and I'm watching, it was a Thursday night football game. I don't have headphones with me. So Addie had headphones, so my Bluetooth hooked up to her headphones. We're like going, we land, go home. It's late, man. It's like after 12 or 1. It was pretty late. So anyway, We talked for a second. She was like, "All right, babe, I'm going to go to bed." But I'm like, "Okay." So I'm downstairs in the living room by myself, you know? I'm like, "All right, you know, let me see what there is to look at on my phone." Sometimes I get bored and just look at porn. So like, I think everyone's guilty of that. I'm not going to throw it, but I'm just saying, it's a, like, "Oh, look at this. This chick's naked. with
tempting fate.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it is.
Working on her 300.
Yeah, she's only on 246. Stay upstairs, and then. So what I forgot. Next thing I know, I'm like watching this lovemaking scene with this Asian woman on a train and.
Having a train.
No, she was on a train. It's a weird. I don't even get into the scenario. But she was on a train late for work, and she got on the wrong train, obviously.
Throw Mei Ling from the train.
Yeah, it didn't end good for her. But so I'm watching this, and then, like, all of a sudden I hear, like, feet, like, and Addie opens the door, like, what are you doing? Never said this to me in 8-7 years we've been together. I'm like, not just chilling. Why? You're acting all weird. Yeah, I didn't even like. I was jerking off.
You're breathing all hard and sweating.
Yeah,
and
can't do nothing in this house.
I was like, dude, what's going on? Are you all right? She was like, my fucking Bluetooth, my headphones are still hooked up to your Bluetooth. They were sitting on my dresser, and I heard noise, and then I started listening to it.
She's like, me so sorry.
Yeah, I'm like. That shit just shows up on Instagram. I don't even know how the fuck that goes. I threw my phone like fucking 20 feet.
I think this thing got a virus.
I don't even know where my phone's
my
at.
My algorithm's all fucked up.
Yeah. How the fuck did that happen? I said, check in the headphones. Make sure they're not picking up other signals.
It's probably that freak next door they're hooked up to.
He got blamed. And I do got to give Addie a shout out tonight because she let me use her car to get to the podcast, and I promised I'd give her a shout out. So thanks, Addie.
So for the ultimate gear grinder is Homestead right now.
Get to it.
get to the it. Waterfront, which is bad enough. They're ripping up the train tracks for there's like three entrances to get in the Waterfront. There's like two, like one you have to come off the bridge a certain way.
Yeah.
The other one is you have to go through Amity Street over these tracks that they're ripping up.
Yeah.
And so, like, that's all blocked off. And the other one's, like, the tiniest little drawbridge. Look.
That they're doing construction.
That they're doing, that they decided to pave the road this week, too.
Yeah, I mean, whoever set up the timeline here is just brilliant.
Dude.
Obviously.
So there was, like, what people made to seem like there were, like, life-flighting bodies out off this Pat bus turned out to be, like, a minor collision with a Pat bus.
And
that they just shut down.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let us come over the bridge. Instead, jammed us into the Waterfront. Like, jammed, like, thousands of cars into the Waterfront with one exit to go with nobody working a light.
Where it was getting paved, too. They were also...
Where it was getting paved.
So they were letting, like, one car go at a time. You literally had traffic from that red light at the top of that thing all the way to fucking TJ Maxx.
Jesus Christ. So what did you do? Get back
on
the bridge towards the
city? I went
back
up and went back, like, up through, like, Swissville. Like, maybe I'll go over to Rankin. But I knew that was hell, too. So I took Mike, we picked up another truck, and I just took my dump truck home.
Dude, yeah. By the time we left, but like I got home, it wasn't that bad because we always hang out at the shop for a minute anyway. But if John would have went back, if we would have went back to the shop with the way the traffic was going, we probably wouldn't have did the podcast tonight. Because wouldn't have got down to the shop till 5:30. Then to get you now,
people are just getting home right now.
Plus, me and John would have been stuck down there because, like, I'm trying to go to home through Homestead this way, it's the only way I can go home from there, or I would have to drive all the way around and go through Swissville. It was just a fucking nightmare. And you had like one guy, like, I don't know why they didn't let people go down the one side of the
road. They were taking people to the ambulance, that's fine, life threatening, they were not.
Yeah,
so you gotta let one lane out. How are you just shoving people into the Waterfront with no exit?
They closed the whole 8th Avenue. Like, one side's closed, the other side's closed, and you can't drive across the bridge. So everybody's fucking going.
In rush hour traffic.
Yeah. And it was like, we're on the bridge, and I was like, fuck. Because, like, I knew he was, like, thinking, because sometimes we'll, like, you know, if, like, it looks bad, go through Swissville, but never thought it was going to be like that. But even if we'd have went through Swissville and tried to get to the down through there, so whenever I came here, I went across the Rankin Bridge, and there were still fucking cars backed up. You know where, how you can go to the Rankin Bridge? You can go right into the Homestead by Arthur's.
Yeah.
There was cars all the way backed up on
Nightmare.
That.
Nightmare. From that Pat. The Pat bus, I think, was still drivable.
It's fine. We'll have to ask Kenny about it.
Yeah, I want answers, Kenny.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what happened to his eye.
No, I see that little Kenny's corn dick of the week. That really happened. But yeah, it was, I mean, I think being stuck in, like, when in the one part of the track, like, where you're helpless.
Dude, like, the one part where they were filtering people out, I kept calling the one dude that worked for me because he had to go down there because he had a truck and a trailer and his other, like, the way he was getting home. And, like, dude, like, I don't think he probably started to, it probably took him an hour and a half to get from Speedway to my shop is right where the railroad crossings are at. An hour and a half.
I talked to him at 5 o'clock. He was like, I'm just getting here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, but, dude, I should have made this person gear grinder, John's cousin Fran, who actually knew that this happened.
Yeah.
They actually knew this event took place, find a way to get down, like, knew about it, like, 3 o'clock, and didn't fucking tell anybody.
His mom called him and said, there's a big accident on 8th Avenue.
Don't go that way.
He goes through Hazelwood and gets down, and I'm like, dude, why wouldn't you call and tell me? So I could tell everybody else. Like,
what did he say to that?
He's like, I don't know.
Oh, that's definitely corn dick worthy.
Yeah, like, it made no we're all, every other person is just stuck in traffic, and them dudes were, I think it
matter of fact, Paul, you're in that truck too, buddy.
Paul, you fucking corn dick.
Yeah, dude, you know what I mean? Like, share the information when 10 other trucks are going, you know what I mean? Nobody else has this information but you.
Dude, I swear I'll bring hashtag fuck Paul back. You fucking Cornelius Dickus. Like, you got so far away from being fuck Paul when you stole John's dad off me. And then, like, somehow I've been able to manipulate John's dad to hate you again or start hating you because I've been telling him lies about you. But, like, now this is going to be get you really deep on the shit list because I'm going to bring it up when I see him. Like, dude, this would have been fine if Paul would have told us. There would have been no problem at all.
Yeah, no problem at all. Just go a different way.
Yeah,
even though realistically,
yeah,
I mean, talk about a clusterfuck.
You had a clusterfuck. The guy just like stopping the track, but like they never thought for all those things to be going on at the same time. For one thing, I get it. You're ripping up the train tracks, but don't pave the fucking bridge.
The
only other outlet.
Time.
And if there's a major accident, get a fucking cop on that light to fucking get traffic going.
Or get a fucking something down there. Because I think all the vehicles drove away. Like, what are you doing? Like, all right, some people got hurt. I could take away an ambulance. I get it. If I was on that bus, I would have went away in an ambulance, too.
Absolutely.
But, like...
Classic. I was on that bus.
Why was it... I mean, dude, I'm talking about 6 hours or 3 hours later, and it's still backed up. It's still closed. I didn't look at my phone now, but like I bet it still shows like 8th Avenue closed.
Dude, when I left my shop and was coming down like to where the Rankin Bridge is, the traffic was all the way up to there, like up that exit ramp over there onto the Rankin Bridge.
What a nightmare.
Nightmare.
Brutal.
Yeah, there's nothing worse. Like it was a trifecta. Like if like one of those things were to happen, it would have caused a lot of traffic. For all fucking three of them, and like for them,
it
just
was the perfect storm.
Yeah, and it was like for them just to throw everyone down the waterfront. You just seen cars a circle, like not knowing what to do. Everyone trying to get back. Like, fuck. You realize like your best bet would have been to U-turn on the bridge, but no.
Yeah.
Yep.
Brutal.
Yep.
But fuck, you know. Well, right, everybody. I think we're taking a quick commercial break. We'll come back with more of that Greenfield's Finest Podcast. What's going on, everybody? It's Z-Bird from Greenfield's Finest Podcast. If you're worried about roofing, windows, siding, soffit, fascia, gutters, spouts, and need help with any of those, call Allen Construction, LLC, 412-954-8337. Whether it's a repair, replacement, they're equipped with the tools and the skills for over 65 years of experience. And remember, Allen Construction, 412-954-8337. And they're not on heroin. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Are you sick of your general contractor having sex with your wife? Well, I was too, and that's when I found out about Schaefer, Inc. Schaefer, Inc.'s primary goal is to deliver unbeatable quality for all your construction needs. They aim to firstly be a company principle-driven, and to achieve this, the importance is ethical business practices. That includes great work and not having sex with your wife. Please check out Schaefer, Inc. for all your contracting needs. Give them a call at 412-915-1694. That's 412-915-1694. Hey, what's going on, everybody? I just drove by your house, and your wall looks like a giant piece of shit. Well, you know that's no good, because anybody can climb up your yard and bang your old lady. That's why you need to call Just Walls, 412-889-4401. Fully insured, and when someone pulls up to your house, make sure the first thing they see is your retaining wall, or the second thing they'll see is your wife's pussy. That's 412-889-4401. Just Walls. Hey, what's going on, everyone? I just drove by your house. You got a giant hole in the side. What's that for? So you can stick your dick in it and your old lady can suck it. You're better than that, man. Get that hole patched up. Why don't you call SNL Remodeling LLC? They do roofing, siding, gutters, downspouts, soffit, fascia, and they'll fix that hole so your wife quit sucking everyone's dick. 412-628-9717. And tell them Z-Bird sent you. We're sick of seeing your wife sucking all that cock.
Are you sick and tired of bullshit pizza? I knew I was. Thank God there's Capizzuto's Pizza on Greenfield Avenue. They've been in business for over 400 years, making some of Pittsburgh's finest pizza. 412-521-6570. Ask for Nubs and tell them Z-Bird sent you if you want the best pizza in the burg. Man, we've been getting some bad storms around here lately. Very bad. Tree actually fell through my roof. I didn't know what the hell I was going to do. Luckily, I found Greater Pittsburgh Tree Service at 412-415-7331. They have over 27 years of experience, competitive pricing, and it won't break your budget. Give them a call today for all your tree-related needs.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Greenfield's Finest Podcast. Thanks for sticking around. If you like the show today and you've been listening to this show for a while, hit that like button and please leave a comment. Also, if you didn't subscribe, I'm sure most of you did by now. If you didn't subscribe, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't cost anything. Just subscribe. If you love the podcast, you want to see us keep doing it, keep making improvements, please check out our Patreon, Greenfield's Finest Podcast Patreon. It's a $5 a month to help support the podcast, and it goes directly to upgrades to the podcast, and it helps us provide you with better content. So, what would Greenfield do? It's time for What Would Greenfield Do? Now you're supposed to say, What Would Greenfield Do?
What Would Greenfield Do?
Whoop, whoop.
All right.
All right. It would. Now, Larry picked these out, so.
Yeah. So, would if you, they suck, blame
would,
him.
Hold on. Would you rather ask Larry to find What Would Greenfield Do? Or smash your head with a hammer after, I'm going to say smash my, what size is the hammer, like a littler hammer?
Ball pin.
I'm going with hammer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go hammer.
Taking the hammer.
All right, here goes one. All right. Would you rather have a friend who used to be an Eagle Scout and constantly masturbates or sponge bath a 90-year-old woman? I'm just fucking. All right, I'll get to the real one. It said, would you rather ejaculate one sperm that's the size of a tadpole, like an actual tadpole, or spooge regular size sperm, but they can all talk? So all your, I mean, you're talking.
I'd like that.
I would, like, look who's talking.
Yeah, yeah, I don't want that little
we're
weird tadpole.
In.
You'd be looking at the paper towel like, what are you saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd be like, that one chick with the two pussies, be like, what are they saying in here? She's like, you're in the wrong room over
hello.
Here.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yeah. Yeah. She said, you're having a good time over in the left room. He's like, oh, what's going on, guys?
Party's next door.
I've never been to a place with two pussies. That's what they'd say to each other. How do you get to the other side? It's VIP. What would you rather have, Shuley?
Oh, I mean, obviously the talking ones, because the other one would be like passing a fucking stone.
The one big mega sperm
would
be
hurt
real weird.
Like a motherfucker every
time. Yeah, it'd be like a kidney stone. Blah,
blah, blah. Yeah, right.
What would you?
Yeah, right. It hit the toilet like you took a shit.
Would you want your sperms, like, when they're talking, would you want them to be like funny or serious? Or like, what would
they would
you
have to be all different personalities.
Yeah, because it takes, there's
like, be like a million personalities.
It takes a village.
A million of you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a happy you, a mad you, a sad
you.
Yeah,
all my personalities.
Yeah, my 12 personalities just all coming back at me.
Just arguing.
Literally. They're like, ah! Yeah. Risotto just dodged 12 million risottos.
Just yelling.
So we're all on board. We'd rather have talking jizz than one big jizz.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, sure. I agree.
That's a consensus.
She better swallow then. All right. Would you rather be given $1 million or receive $100,000 every time you run a marathon? Give me $1 million.
Yeah.
Well, John's thinking, and I want to hear this.
I want to think if my knees can hold up. You know what I mean?
So you, like, don't have to win.
You
got to
run at least 10 to break even on this one. That's tough.
You're making money, you can have a trainer. You know,
right, dude. I don't know how many marathons I have in these legs.
But you, so we're saying, I get it, but I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. you can run the marathon, but like there are gonna be parts where you walk.
You got to finish the marathon.
It's all.
So if I do 30 marathons,
that's
I get
$3 million.
Yeah.
So how many? If you're
that's my job now.
Right, but that's $100,000. I mean, dude, if you if you do three a year,
I take that.
You'd be.
I don't know if I got all that money in my pocket. I might not be showing up to training. You know what I mean?
What's a marathon's like 26 fucking
28,
miles?
28.2.
Yeah. That's wow.
So you would just take the million?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My knees definitely don't go. Nah, yeah. Give me the million up front.
I'll invest it
wisely.
Yeah, I got that idea.
We're in talks with a certain provider.
Yeah. You guys are going to be real happy soon when you find out what Greenfield Finance Podcast got up
to. Our next endeavor.
Yeah. It's going to be fun for everyone. All right.
Literally.
Larry, look up a couple more real quick while I'm doing this. Would you rather randomly pee your pants once a month or randomly shit yourself once a year? Pee my pants. I mean, I get it, the shit your pants and get out of the way, but like, pissing your, I don't know. Cause if you shit your pants once a year, like, hopefully you're at home when it happens.
I was just going to say, if I can regulate when it's coming,
no,
when it happens.
That's the part about being random. So, like, let's just say it's going to happen. These are going to happen at bad times. Like, you're going to be, like,
you might shit your pants New Year's Eve and New Year's Day then, and you got 2 years out of the way. You dig what I'm saying?
I'm probably going to do both once a year anyway.
Yeah. So if you shit your pants, yeah, like, I think pissing your pants, like, you know.
That's once a month, though, that's a lot of pissing.
That is, and you got to deal with that every month.
And it could be
church
or something.
Yeah, I don't
want to
piss my pants once a month.
So shitting yourself once a year is kind of,
I mean, what are we talking about? A quick little squirt.
What, a piss?
No, shit.
No, you're like shitting.
You're talking wet fart. We're talking
fart
dookie,
material.
Baby.
No,
I'm taking a fucking loaf in my pants.
I know you're not, but this is in a hypothetical world where you're just going to take a shit.
You're talking about talking sperm.
Yeah, we're not talking about it.
I'll piss myself, dude.
You'll piss yourself?
Yeah.
Instead of dropping a steamer
on
yourself?
I can't take a whole fucking full-on fled shit.
Like, you're driving your truck and you just shit your pants.
Yeah, I can't do it.
That's what I'm thinking. It depends on the consistency.
It's just a regular old solid turd. It's going to be steaming coming out of your asshole, and it's going to squish up into your fucking everything.
Yeah, I understand the idea.
You're going to get a rash.
Yeah, I was a kid
once.
It's
going to be a hell of a cleanup.
Yeah, it's a big cleanup.
I think it's easy.
You could get it, dude.
I think it's easy.
Dude, I was pissing outside the other day, and like I must have been pissing up against like a stick, and it just fucking sprayed all over my pants, and it dried up.
Right. No one ever
knew. No one knew the better. Knew the wiser.
None the wiser. Yeah. Fuck
my
it
fucking
up.
Shoe was soaking.
Dark colors.
Yeah, my shoe was soaked in wet. And I'm like, what the hell is wrong with me?
Yeah, I've definitely done the old fucking shake, and then you're like, oh.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Oh, man, I hope
the pipes, the plumbing is old.
Yeah, I hope no one comes up to talk to me right now.
Right.
Give me 5 minutes. Well,
I just bumped into a bush. It was all wet.
Yeah, it's 70 degrees.
Yeah, I was using a hose. I sprayed all over my pants.
Oh, this is a good one. Eagle tits find a good one for real. A scientist has decided to insert DNA from an animal into your body. You get to pick which animal and which unique traits it'll give you.
Oh, fuck. I need to think about this one.
I would go first. Like, the first thing I'm going for is a cheetah so I can fucking scoot.
You want to be able to run fast?
Fuck yeah, doing 80 miles an hour, like, or you know what? No,
so you get the marathons out the way and be rich,
right? But I think, but like, here's the thing: like, make me like a, like, I guess an eagle, like eagle tits.
Eagle tits.
But you get to fly.
You're my hero.
Yeah, but you have wings all the time.
No, I can't deal with that. I'd rather be like a gorilla and be able to rip somebody's face off.
A gorilla rips someone's face off. I think I'm more on with the cheetah because I still have my normal legs, but they're like hairy, like a cheetah. It's like orange and black.
Dude, I'm going tiger, dude. And I'm going to be a tiger.
You get them stripes.
Yeah, you look fucking awesome, and you can fuck people up, you know?
Yeah, so you're still like the same, like, yeah, you keep, no, people know who you are, but you're just like a tiger version.
Yeah, Shirley the Tiger.
Shirley the Tiger.
He's great.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, I was thinking cheetah. I'm almost thinking more like a shark now.
Oh.
I don't want to be in the ocean all
the
time.
Dude, you wouldn't be at the wave
Z
pool.
Z-Shark.
You'd be crushing it at the wave pool. People are like, oh, my
You'd
God.
Be crushing it at the wave
like, pool. Like, Z-Shark, jump off the high dive. I'm just like,
zero splash.
Yeah,
again.
Dude, no one will be around you. You can just scoot around. They'll be like, there goes Z-Fin. And I'll be like,
Z-Fin.
Yeah, dude.
Slice the water up like Zorro.
Like, dude, that's so fucking cool. Dude's half shark. Like, how the fuck that? But, dude, a scientist show him up with shark DNA. Now he's half shark, half human.
You be going nuts, chicks are under rags and shit.
Why, sharks like
the... They smell the blood in the water, guys.
Oh, my goodness. You were so nasty, Anthony. All right, let's do a couple more and we'll get out of here. Yeah, I see him, Larry.
Slim pickings.
I swear... I get Larry is on the ball, dude. These, this isn't Larry didn't write these. He's just trying to help us out and find them. So I don't want like hate mail going towards Larry. This is something like an 8-year old kid would come up with. So like I'm gonna read it like an 8-year old. Hey Michael, would you rather eat a really hot pepper or get stung in the face by a yellow jacket? My name's Miles. I'm 7. I'll fucking snort the pepper and I'll fucking shit my pants on the yellow jacket. How about that? Dude, I think I would rather honestly try the hot pepper.
Yeah, I don't get stung in the face.
I hate getting stung in the, like, period.
I like hot peppers.
But this is a real hot. What's that? The Carolina Rape or Reaper?
Raper.
Yeah. Rape your
Miles, ass. Miles' stepdad.
Yeah, he's gonna rape your bottle.
Yeah, then I might take the bee sting to the face. I hate the fucking.
You hate rapers?
You hate rapers.
I hate rapers.
I hate rapers, too.
I draw the line somewhere.
You'd be getting, you're the one who'd be getting your, yeah, your fucking sphincter would be crying.
Screaming. Dude.
You just have like excrete coming out of your ass for days.
Oh, you're going to need ointment.
Yeah.
You're going to need a salve.
So what are you doing? You eating the?
I'll take the fucking bee sting right to the face. I mean, is it like my cheek? It ain't like my eye or something. Right?
I'll let you pick where you want it.
I'll take one to the cheek.
The cheek or the, like I got big.
I don't want it on my throat. I'm like, like fucking.
Yeah, we don't want you to.
Yeah,
die.
You're not. Don't kill yourself, Shirley. It's a hypothetical question. All right. Would you rather? Like this is another two. Hi, this is Miles. And I wanted to call Greenfield's Finest Point. Podcast back in. Me and my dad talked and we thought this would be a good what would Greenfield do? Would you rather fight 50 scorpions that are normal size or fight one big giant scorpion?
5 foot.
Yeah, it happens to be 5 ft, which is feet. Miles, it was a stupid question. And don't ever call it podcast again. I would rather fight 50 little scorpions. Yeah. I can step on them.
That's petrifying.
That's a stupid fucking question. That's why I read it like a fucking 7-year-old because it was fucking stupid. Miles, you little cocksucker. You're probably fucking on a gluten-free diet, you little pussy. But everyone, thanks so much. I think that's all we got.
Yeah, let's wrap this up.
Everybody, thanks so much for tuning in this week. Thanks for all the support. Guys, do me a favor this week, if you could. If you watch us on YouTube, Spotify, wherever the fuck you check us out, do me a favor. Just show some love. To share this week's episode on your social media page, on Facebook, Twitter, whatever, please share it and tag us. And what we're going to do is we're going to bring back the $100 thing where someone wins $100 at the end of the month. Start now till the end of November. So bring it up. So post it. Share it. Just tag at Greenfield's Finest Podcast, and you'll get an entry. For every time you post and share it, you get another entry. At the end, we'll do the randomizer thing. Someone will win $100. So do that out. Help the podcast. We've been doing this for 4 fucking years. We want to get the word out about the podcast. Tell your friends. Everyone, thanks so much. Have a great week. And remember, folks, Greenfield loves you. That's all we got. We're out.